Let's bring into the conversation Bruce Williamson, who's from the campaign group Rail Future. Well, a simple question to start with, Mr. Williamson. Why? Good morning.
This has to be some of the least surprising news that this report comes out. Well, we've known about this for years. We also know that the Pope's Catholic. We do have the most expensive rail fares in Europe, and the reason really is, I think, twofold. Firstly, that it's a very deliberate policy on the part of the government to reduce the subsidy year on year, and that's why we get the sort of inflation-busting rail fares every year that we do. Mm-hmm. And secondly, there's a cost associated with privatisation. Not in that the rail companies are sort of ripping us off and making huge profits. I mean, they do make a profit, but it's a relatively small proportion of the cost of the rail ticket. But the complexities of running a privatised railway where you have so many contractors and subcontractors and lawyers all passing the buck and so on, it just adds to the cost of running a railway. And I forget the guy's name, the government commissioned someone to look into this a few years ago, and... because at the time it was recognised that the cost of running railways in Britain was about 40% greater than on the continent, and sadly very little came of it. There's very little scope, I think, for, there's no magic bullet to make the system work better unless you're prepared to renationalise it.
As regards quality of service, I'm going to be honest, I can't remember the last time I rode a train in Europe. I do ride trains, obviously, in the UK. Is our service better?
I think, actually, our service is not bad. I think we do get a better service, particularly on sort of regional railways, where in some countries they're quite sparse. But, I think that, nonetheless, the main factor that I think people... take into consideration is simply the cost of the rail ticket. You're confronted with it sort of up front when you get on the train, because a ticket, and it's that ouch moment. Is it really costing me that much to sit in an overcrowded train? And of course, overcrowding is another one of the major factors that passengers are sort of impacted with, because we do have very overcrowded railways. And it's ironic that despite the fact that the cost of rail travel keeps going up and up and up, so do rail passenger numbers.
Yes.
Pricing people off the railways kind of isn't working.
Yeah, I hear what you're saying. Just lastly, on a related issue, you'll be aware that in France, we have a wave of strikes regarding the railways for 3 months, 2 days every week, it is thought, for 3 months. And in a way, this is because Emmanuel Macron wants to change the conditions of the SNCF. As regards railways around Europe, how does the SNCF stand up?
In terms of industrial relations, obviously...
yeah, very badly. But when a train does run, service for the passenger, how would you say?
We know about the TGV, which has been in operation for, decades now. And, if you want sort of high-speed intercity travel across France, then, it's very, very good. I think there's a risk of... looking at European railways with rose-tinted spectacles. It's not quite as black and white as sometimes you might want to think.
Thanks for your time, Bruce Williamson. You're from the campaign group Rail Future.